This is a special presentation of Answers for Elders with Real Estate 55 Plus.
What a great day, and welcome to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. Today, I have a very special guest. I'm a lady by the name of Julianne Gibson from Real Estate 55 Plus, who is also our sponsors of today's program. Julianne, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Suzanne. I'm happy to be here again.
I'm so glad you're here, Julianne, because Real Estate 55 Plus, I know, is a very unique kind of a niche program for seniors that they may not really understand totally about what you do. And one of the things that really intrigues me is you do classes besides the Answers for Elders Academy, which we're really excited to have you be a part of, but you also do classes. It's called Aging with Choice. Could you give me a little bit of an overview of what those are about?
Great. More than happy to do that. We provide to different community organizations, different vendors. We get asked to come in and speak quite often about the real estate industry, especially in regards to seniors and housing. And we came up with a program. We wanted seniors and their adult children to be able to walk away with a plan in place. Mm-hmm. And what we found were really three topics that kept coming up over and over and over again that had to do with being proactive about aging and housing. And the first one is, what's the right size home for my life? The second one is, what do I do with my stuff? And the third one is embracing the change once you've made that decision. Mm-hmm. And that first step.
You know, what I'm seeing, you're doing this, and what we're finding, which is really interesting what you're doing, we're finding, I know with my mom's generation, they didn't want to talk about it.
Yep.
Seniors today in their 70s are absolutely wanting to have these kind of discussions. They've been through it oftentimes with their own parents, and they realize, I'm not going to do this to my kids.
Correct.
I'm going to be in charge of my aging. So these workshops are so important.
They are. They are critical. And our goal is to share all of the options with seniors, mm-hmm. because they vary dramatically, whether mm-hmm. someone's deciding to stay in their current home and age in place or moving to a continuing care retirement community, which offers from very independent living to 24-hour skilled nursing. So though in between those two are probably about 18 different options for mm-hmm. seniors. Mm-hmm. And what we do on our workshop, What's the Right Size Home for My Life, is look at the financial, the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual life cycles, or what we call mm-hmm. life categories,
right,
that are going to impact how a senior ages in regards to their housing. And for a lot of people, staying in their current home isn't going to be an option for them. Mm. But what happens is the conversations don't happen until there's a crisis. And so we created the workshop so that people aren't waiting for that to happen. Because mm-hmm. what happens if you wait for a crisis is that someone's going to make a decision for what you need and not necessarily for what you want. And if you can't communicate in a crisis what you want, it's going to have an impact on how you're going to age and your housing options.
You just made a very profound statement.
Thank you.
Focusing, you always do, but focusing on what you need as opposed to what you want. That is huge for seniors today. And
it
how
is.
Many of us that are getting older, you know, we have a lot of decisions to make as far as who is going to be that person that's going to help me in later life. And we may think about things in, like, for legal points of view, like who's going to be my power of attorney, things like that. But when you really look at it, it's a much bigger focus. And really, it's about what do you want in your life, so that, as you know, I can just imagine if your kids already know or your family already knows what the path is, what an amazing amount of stress that is off of their shoulders, making sure that
absolutely.
They don't.
We met with a family yesterday, a gentleman who lost his spouse, and they had been in their home for about 45 years, an old farm-style home at multiple stairs, and it's really not an option for him to live on his own, mainly because he is somebody who is social. And what happens really past the age of 80, when we start losing peers, if you're going to age in place in your own home and you're no longer able to drive and a lot of your peers aren't driving, you mm-hmm. become isolated in your home, and we're humans.
Yeah.
And that social experience is extremely important to us, whether you're someone who wants to be in a large community with, you know, hundreds of people or you choose to be in an adult family home with people with similar interests
sure.
that you can share your life with.
Or even a over 55 condo.
Absolutely.
That could give you the ability of a social outlet, but still absolutely living independently.
Correct. Yeah. It's, you know, people always say, at what age? And I say, you know, it's really not the age of the person, because we have clients that are 95 that are still out walking 5 miles a day. Then we have clients that are 65 for health reasons, you know, are limited to sure. their ability to walk. So everybody's needs are going to be very, very different.
So let's talk about what's the right size home for your mm-hmm. life. What kind of exercises or what kind of, parameters do you talk about so that mm-hmm. seniors can really zero in on
Great.
This?
What we look at is lifestyle. So we give each person that's attending the workshop, and ideally we like to have 30 people or less, and we can also do this online. So if someone's interested, they can connect with us and we can send them the link to actually participate in the workshop online.
Oh, wonderful.
And they're given 32 cards, and on the cards are just pictures. And what they do is they have two piles, I want and I don't want. So for example, there's a photograph of a woman cleaning a window. And most people don't want to clean.
Right.
So they're going to put that in the don't want section. Mm-hmm. And then there's swimming or exercise. There's traveling. There's companionship. There's pets. Do you want healthcare? I mean, just really talking more about lifestyle, because in our lives, the most important thing to us are the relationships we have with other people.
Absolutely.
So we want to put that first, because people are going to be more happy in the choices that they make about housing, mm-hmm. if it's surrounded by what their passion and joy is. So we really kind of hone down, what's your lifestyle look like? What do you want to still
wow.
be doing? Because your energy dissipates as you get older.
Sure. Now, how often do you find that seniors, I can imagine their answers are all over the map.
They are, absolutely. It's surprising how many people still have old concepts about what currently is available for senior housing. For example, we call it skilled nursing now,
right.
which used to be a nursing home. Well, now we have a gap between independent living and skilled nursing, which is called assisted living.
Right.
And depending on how you're going to get assisted living, it's going to dictate where you're going to live.
Sure.
So
sure.
we have a lot more options today than we used to.
Sure.
And when we start exploring those, people are amazed at what, you know, communities or what programs mm-hmm. are available to them for what's going to best suit their lifestyle.
Well, and not only that, but all the services available for the seniors that age in place, that mm-hmm. they can have live at home much longer than they used to. Even when my mom went into retirement living in 2005, there certainly wasn't the degree of services available that there are today.
Absolutely. And I think for many people, they don't realize the benefits that may be out there for them mm-hmm. in regards to like a veteran's benefit or other benefits that a community could offer them until they start doing some exploratory research on communities
wow.
that are out there. And although we specialize in the real estate portion of it, which is huge in people deciding how they're going to age
mm-hmm.
and housing, not necessarily if they're going to stay in their home, but the value of their home is what's going to drive a lot of their decisions
sure.
because they're going to rely on the net proceeds from the sale of their house to help fund,
absolutely.
You know, what we call traditionally the winter years of your life.
Right.
I actually want to call it the summer years of your life, because if you do it well and pre-plan, it can be a great time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get down to that, where do I want to be? Then what happens?
Then we take a look at the financial aspect. And oftentimes people think, and they decide they want to stay in their own home because they think it's going to be less expensive. And so we have a financial sheet that breaks down apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a community, there's some that provide meals, some that provide transportation, utilities. And
mm-hmm.
so we want to break it down. It's not just about whether you have a mortgage still or you're paying taxes.
Sure.
It's also in your home is how old is your furnace and how many more years does that furnace have
right.
to live? How old is your water heater? How many more years? So we break
it
down.
How much are your property taxes?
Absolutely. So we break it down for an annual,
yeah.
5-year, 10-year, 15-year. So you can mm-hmm. actually see what those costs look like, you know, spread out over time.
Amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And I suppose in today's real estate market, that is really, you know, the value of your home. It has to go into play in that. Is it a good time to sell?
Absolutely.
Because obviously that would factor in, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. you know, the market changes. And currently in the Seattle market, Puget Sound area, it's a very, very strong seller's market, which means that we basically have less than 3 months of inventory. So if all homes sold today, in 3 months, we would have no other homes on the market.
I heard that the other day that actually, is it true right now that houses only stay on the market like less than 4 days on average?
It depends on the area. So some areas, location, price range, and the type of property are going to dictate if it's a seller's market. Because even within the Puget Sound area, there are types of properties that aren't selling as quickly as people think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And the media is always going to showcase the very best and the very worst of real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the stories that are talked about around the water cooler. It's the 90% in between that when you hire a great real estate professional who has the experience and can guide you through that process, they're going to tell you how long it's going to take to sell your home and what you need to do to prepare it for market.
Wow. So Julianne, how do we reach you? Give us an overview of how, you know, mm-hmm. how do somebody contact you?
You can reach us on our 1-800 line, which is 1-800-964-1553, or you can visit our website, which is realestate55plus.net.
Julianne, thank you so much for sharing with us a little bit about aging and choice. We look forward to learning more.
Great. Thanks, Suzanne.
Time to get back to Suzanne and more Answers for Elders.
And I'd like to again thank our guest, Julianne Gibson, founder and CEO of Real Estate 55 Plus, for sharing her knowledge with us. Just go to www.realestate55plus.com. And until next week, be good to each other.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.